Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The old consultation bit. The old consultation bit.
I'd like to come to be there and feel it there.
Part of the
Jacob.
Yes, sir.
These three matters that create, my God, that's a hell of a big package. Create unemployment insurance and the rest. Energy, it'll just choke it. And there's so much of it. And the other one, the following with the tax. So set that on
April 30th.
Say to you that with regard to the attendance of that meeting, I was doing it only for the purpose of buttering up foreign relations and foreign affairs. I see no reason to have ambassadors. Although we will have some stuff in there, but you use your judgment. My point is they're down here so much, I think we should invite other, see what I meant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can see what I was trying to do. I just want them, and I would just call and say that you're all filled up, and then bring in the interior people, the atomic energy people, and what we're really trying to do is Congress. So that we get people in that aren't there
right.
Before,
yes.
Just not have the same people.
Right.
Mr. President, April 30th taxation thing is obviously Ways and Means of Finance again. I wonder if we couldn't bring not only the chairman and the ranking member, but several more from those committees.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's no need to
bring it down. And then what I do is to sit them around the side there. We can keep our own staff known as we did this morning, you see, and not have, like, for example, having that trade thing this morning and so forth, we could have had more people there. We didn't need to have Everly and all that bunch there. And they didn't have to participate. What I would do, on the way from the tax thing, I would have just Schultz from Trader, nobody else, maybe one other man. And just your two, you mean three guys, you and Carlos and Cook or whoever you were there. And then I could fill that back row, fill the whole damn room. They love to come.
Yes, sir.
So if you fellows work out the thing, aren't you? And you know the ones that do it. Incidentally, in terms of the, I had a letter from Barry telling me that he wants us to be sure to take vengeance on, who did he say, Pearson? And so mad that the guys that didn't vote to sustain the veto, Pearson.
Pearson.
I think the most decent of voters that apparently votes against us on those things, one of the most decent ones, is Schweiker. Schweiker never does anything mean.
Mr. President, he's after, in the worst way, endorsement from the AFL-CIO in his race next year. And he's doing almost anything to get it.
I see.
He,
never
with us.
He's never with us.
But he's not public, so often.
No, he doesn't kill it.
The reason that I wouldn't want to let that asshole Percy around. And he's taken his own road, and take
sure.
And Matthias has taken his own road, right?
Right, yes, sir.
He's let it take it. I feel differently, say, about a case. I mean, case is never with us, but case is not a mean.
Vindictive, yeah.
And I didn't think Schweiker was. Pearson isn't either. We don't work on him, Pearson, into church. Yeah, but I was going to think you ought to include Schweiker in something sometime. You know what I mean? He is running.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Tom? Is that
I
right?
Think that's fine.
He yes, doesn't. So it doesn't make, but I don't want to do anything that makes Goldwater our loyalist man. I don't think he'd be mad about Schweiker. He sure would be mad about some of the others.
Percy.
But that was a Percy member. What do you think?
I agree.
Who are some of the other whips that you could have, Tom?
Oh, Brooke isn't.
Oh, Brooke. Oh, yes. I always have. Well, he wouldn't be on the list anyway for other reasons. But be sure that he is included because Brooke has to vote that.
That's nice.
He's very equal agent in second. Javis.
I don't know.
That's a red flag, isn't it?
Yeah. Javis.
We had Javis for the Jewish commercial, let's say.
Hatfield?
No. Hatfield, I mean, just people, so many people were so pissed off at that prayer. I have no feeling about it. You want Hatfield, see? Do you have good communication with him?
We get along. He thinks he's very close to you. He told Billy Graham or somebody he can't figure out what's happened, so on. He and your wife.
Well, let's get Hatfield in for something. You feel that, I mean, you follow, but what other Republicans are there?
Oh, there's...
You see, sometimes on a personal basis, you get them. It means that they aren't as vindictive, that's all. That deal, who are the dirty dozen?
No, dirty dozen.
Backwood, this guy in between.
Well, I have Backwood. I have him. She was at times. He raises all my water.
Now, Saxby...
Well, that
kind of hosts with us.
No, I have Saxby. We've had him already.
Yeah.
And he's just please. I need to, when you make up your recommendation for the church and so forth and so on, always include at least one of the liberals, so it doesn't appear that we're not, that we're out against them all. Just one. See? I don't want anything, you see, just to be personal. And in the house over there, that same thing, Bill, I now and then include some calls that are basically on the liberal side.
We've seen some, I guess, coming through the lines. So,
yes.
They're pretty liberal. And
well, I like that. I like that. But I do think that you're absolutely right. Now, what we're going to do is this. You see, this will take the place of Republican meetings. Next week will be a bipartisan. And then comes Easter. And after Easter, we get another bipartisan. But fill that back row. Fill that back row. And I think you could, incidentally, don't have to fill up your steep boy. I load a little more on the Republican side. I mean, it's in problem for a bipartisan meeting. You know, you could judge, but like you could throw a cold water and it's a wild card anytime.
Sure.
See?
The trouble on energy is that we're going to probably cover so many committees, and yeah, I think the chairman of the ranking member, we're going to put up pretty good on that.
All right, good, good. Now, the other thing is that when we do have our Republican meetings, I want to do exactly the same thing. I want to fill that damn back row.
Okay.
Fill that back row.
We've been going with 8, but we could probably march to 10.
I think you could go with 10 very easily. In other words, see what the room will take and have 10. Because those guys have come down our throat to death, aren't they?
Oh, boy.
Particularly Jimmy Carter.
They still talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
The minute you said, you mean the president gets that deeply involved in these things?
I
yeah.
Well, wait, I just do.
Sure you did.
But they don't get the leaders just take it for granted. But these other guys wonder what the hell they're doing.
Well, you know, one of the beauties of that is that the leaders, they say, the freshmen say to me, they don't get these kind of reports from Scott when he goes back.
No.
That's why it's so good. So Scott gives them
so a... So you fellows, you sort of get to work on that.
Yes, sir.
Use your judgment and work with Rose, and I don't want to see the names, you know what I mean? And you say that, look, that we have, like on these social events, we're having events and so forth. And, just remember that, you know, I don't know, when another evening, you know, one more evening, you know, say we're nice. Saying,
I think you got Frank Sinatra for the Italian.
Yeah, you see, that's...
Oh, yeah, right.
You can't fight a congressman.
Not for those. No.
We're covering some staff, though, some
administrative staff.
Does that help?
Yes, sir.
Some counsel to the committees and that sort of thing. Oh, you good plum.
Yes, sir.
They like it.
You bet. Yes, sir.
Well, use your judgment. There's a place where you use standards that are decent that work for the bastards.
That's right.
See my point?
Yep.
Looks like it. I hope we
they think they will end that, Bill.
Yes, sir. About 160 votes. get some, but probably not as many as normally.
Incidentally, Bob Berger is, of course, partisan, so he's running for leader.
Yes, sir.
But I like him. I think it's good to have him. We had him invited in and socially.
Yes, I've
seen him. He wants to spend time.
He had a session to several things.
Yeah, and his administrative system. Well, you fellows watch this carefully. You mix it up a little. So now and then, so that we can't get the charge of the only people we ever have down here are the people we know that are. I honor reward the loyals. But then all will always work in somebody just for color. Right.
You agree? Yeah, I agree. I don't think we ought to have white people.
White? I would never have.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't have it. Reason is not personal. But the point is, if white is gratuitously going out, and wouldn't care who it was, if he took on Bill Timmons or Terry Dent or anybody else, goddamn it, he doesn't come down.
Yes.
Because I think the son of a bitch is in business for himself. What do you think?
Well, he's lost some screws upstairs, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's flaky. The Pat Gray thing, he felt that Gray was his Connecticut constituent, and he went and introduced Gray to the committee. And
we worked our butts off for Gray. Should have sent his name up, and that's the problem. I love Pat Gray, but he just couldn't hack it with the committee.
Well, Weicker's gone completely amok, and his other senators have told us this.
Yeah.
Even Mansfield said to me.
What did Mansfield say?
He's dismayed at the way Weicker is discrediting the committee.
I fill Bill in on the meeting with Mansfield.
Oh, fine.
The reason that I always have to see him alone is that he likes to talk to me about China. It's a lot of crap that you do. And I tell him, let me tell you something. The reason I brought that Jewish thing up is that we got something working on that.
Mm-hmm.
We may have a breakthrough on it this week. So that'll be a great thing.
Did you see Mill starting to take credit for it?
Well, that was smart. That's all right.
Yeah.
Before Easter or after?
Oh, I think we ought to go before. Do you think so?
If we can, I'll check.